Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. Today is January 29th of 2019. That's right, folks. It's Kingdom Hearts Day. I didn't think this day would ever come. If you had told me a year ago that I was going to be playing Kingdom Hearts, I would have had hope, but I would not have had the audacity to like take vacation time or do anything crazy. So here we are. It's Kingdom Hearts, and I played it. And so here's the story. I went to GameStop last night. I picked it up. I went, and they had a 9 p.m. Release party. It wasn't so much of a party as a bunch of people milling around until approximately 9 o'clock, where they sent us out. And man, I was the second person in the store to wait for Kingdom Hearts. I was the sixth person to the register because some people cut, but who cares? And I immediately rushed home and went through, you know, the standard PlayStation 4 installation process. But that's okay. I got some laundry done. I, you know, did some social media stuff. And here we are, Kingdom Hearts 3. So, quick hits, here are my Kingdom Hearts impressions. It's good, right? It's exactly what I had hoped so far. I've played about 2 hours, so I'm probably like 1/50th of the way through the game, right? So there's a lot to this game. There's a lot of systems. You can tell already from the very beginning. One thing that I can say is, while this game is going to be immediately accessible and appropriate for even the youngest kids because of all the Disney worlds and the, you know, the story revolves around Donald and Goofy and Mickey Mouse and, you know, some Final Fantasy-ish characters like Sora and all them, but they're all kind of cartoony, even though they're kind of dark. This is a very complicated game. This is not something that a six-year-old is going to be able to play and cruise through without some help. Specifically, the menus are, man, listen, it's the same as Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. There are action points that you can use to equip your various abilities. And over time, you earn new abilities. But you don't earn AP as quickly as you earn ability. So you have to make choices, which is great. That kind of customization is one of my favorite parts of what Kingdom Hearts was back in the day, right? Like, I loved being able to say, okay, I'm grinding now, so I'm going to switch into all my grinding, you know, things where they give me increased XP or they help me pick up more items or whatever. So that's awesome. I also really like the options for how to control your friends. Because one of the key components of the game is Donald and Goofy do their own damn thing. And right now I'm in Mount Olympus. I'm not going to spoil anything else beyond this. You go to Mount Olympus first. So I'm in Mount Olympus, which means Hercules, and he joins the party, right? So, and you have four people in your party. And so which is awesome. I love having, you know, four people, everybody's doing stuff. And you can actually kind of go through and customize how you want them to behave. For example, there's an option to, make it so that they stick with you. There's another option to have them stay out of combat and play primarily a support role. For example, if they're just getting killed all the time, you can tell Donald to just stay out of the way and just heal you. And that's awesome, right? And so the options for how to control your AI, the artificial intelligence characters, I really dig that. I have two criticisms. One of them is a very minor nitpick, and it's probably, I'm the only person that will have a problem with it on Earth, so I'll save my two criticisms for the end. I will say, this is a beautiful game. You know, the character models are what they are. This game clearly started its development a very long time ago. There's just something about like the eyes and the way the eyelids are on the humanoid characters that just kind of they just kind of bother me a little bit. This is not God of War, right? This is definitely not as, you know, it is lucky that it has a cartoonish art style. But the backgrounds and the environments, and they're all absolutely stunning. I have not turned around a corner and not been excited to see what I see. So I'm very happy visually with what I've seen. One of the big key moments in this game are attractions, which are basically being able to summon Disney rides to fight monsters. I thought there was going to be more context for why you can summon a pirate ship to fight monsters, and there's literally none. You have team attacks that you can do every once in a while with Donald and Goofy, but those make sense because they're a knight and a wizard. But I don't understand why Sora is able to summon a pirate ship. I don't understand, but it is super awesome once you figure out how to use the different attacks. So this is a very cool game. If you are at all interested in Kingdom Hearts, grab it. Here's what's really interesting for those folks that are a little overwhelmed by the story, which is everyone. Square Enix has published, they're in the game somewhere. I couldn't find them. I don't know if maybe it was in a late patch, but they're on YouTube. So if you go to the Square Enix, not the Square Enix, but the Kingdom Hearts YouTube channel, there are 5 videos that are essentially like a memory vault. And they're 5 3 to 5 minute videos that kind of go over, in broad strokes, the final, like the story details that you need to know in order to have an idea as to what's happening. Like, who is Sora? Why is he running around with Donald Duck and Goofy? Who is Organization 13? It'll tell you, at least on a broad level, what you need to know. And one of the things that I like about the fact that Square Enix put this together is they know the information that we need to know, right? You know, IGN put out the Kingdom Hearts story in 5 minutes video, right? And that was great. It was done by someone who does know the deep lore, but we don't know if the stuff he chose to highlight was the stuff that we need to know, right? So because there's a lot, and there's a lot of details. You know, it's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy, right? Like, there's certain things that happen that are not as important that you could probably gloss over that were cool because they made an interesting book, but they aren't, in broad strokes, that important to the overall story. And I know I just made some Lord of the Rings nerds go crazy, but we all know there's stuff you can skip over, right? And so these 5 videos, and I watch them, and it takes about 20 minutes really to just kind of cruise through them all, maybe a little bit longer. It really got me caught up. So if you've never played a Kingdom Hearts game and you are interested, if you're willing to put in 20 minutes on YouTube to watch these videos, which, by the way, are very well produced, they have custom animations, so they're not just cutscene factories, I would give it a look. Frankly, if you just have an interest in video production, I would give it a look, just because I think that it is very interesting and very cool in the way they are put together. So here are my 2 criticisms. The first one is, this is a PS2-ass PS2 game, period. This does not... And I don't mean that visually. What I mean is, they really did not, from what I can tell so far, innovate on what Kingdom Hearts is. The UI elements look very similar. The sound is similar. The combat feels the same to me. So that is the challenge for me is, you know, I felt like I was expecting a 2019 action RPG. And what I really need to understand is I'm playing Kingdom Hearts, which is kind of like, it's a time capsule of, you know, it's a time capsule for video game development and action role-playing game design. So that is my one criticism. Now, does that mean it is bad? No, I'm enjoying myself. And I think that's the real key. It may be objectively not great, not modern, etc. However, I'm still loving every minute of this. I'm running around Mount Olympus, which, as people who know me know, Hercules is my favorite Disney movie. Full stop. The idea of the idea of finally being able to live and fight alongside Hercules in Mount Olympus is just so cool. So that's my first criticism that I think is a valid one. The second one, which is super invalid, but I'm going to give it anyway. The voice acting for Megara, who is my favorite Disney princess, if you can call her princess, is abominable. She is not nearly, she is not the character that she is in the movies. She doesn't have the strong enough accent. They clearly just found a woman on staff, and because she has probably like 20 lines. They probably just found another woman that was already there to do something else, upped her contract a little bit, and had her do it, as opposed to getting a specific Megara voice actor or voice actress, which is a very minor complaint, but it is specific to me. So I'm going to be doing some of these check-ins over time. I'm obviously not going to do them every day because I think that's a bit excessive. However, that is my initial impressions of Kingdom Hearts 3. I have very little to believe that this is not something I'm going to be recommending. I enjoyed myself a great deal, but I really can't wait till tonight where I can sit down and give it like a really strong push. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.